In the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte's brutal war on drugs continues. So do his high approval ratings. 5 months in, some 5,000 people are dead. Reporter Michael Sullivan looks at how this war is playing out in one Manila neighborhood.
In a squad room in Malate, Chief Inspector Polito Sabulo remembers being in trouble with his bosses back in September because his men hadn't killed any drug dealers. He's not in trouble anymore.
Ang patay namin ay 12 dito sa area.
We've recorded 12 dead since then, he says, but he insists all the killings were justified.
Hindi natin maiiwasan dito sa mga police operation.
Sometimes we can't avoid it, he says. About half the time during these legitimate operations, those we arrest fight back. The last time, a bullet hit him in the chest, but he was wearing a vest. He unbuttons his shirt to show me the bruise. Chief Inspector, did you get the guy who got you?
Yes, twice.
I shot until he went down, Sabulo adds. Since then, his precinct has been pretty quiet, he says. A lot less crime, fewer pushers and addicts of methamphetamine, or shabu, the drug of choice here. And most residents here say that's a good thing, but not everyone's happy. Down the street, in the rain, I go talk to Marcelina Malyadi, whose son, Robert, was one of the 12 killed by Sabulo's men since September, during an alleged drug deal gone bad. Malyari's mother isn't buying it.
He was already rehabilitated many years ago. He is not using anymore.
The police say her son was killed while trying to buy shabu from a dealer. And when the dealer shot at them, police returned fire, killing both men. His mother has another story that the police just wanted the pusher dead and her son was in the way.
He will be the witness because he saw. That's why he was killed also. And it's useless to complain about the policemen because they invent stories.
At least she knows who killed her son. In the war on drugs so far, most of the killings are unsolved. It's tradition here to place chicks on the coffin of a murder victim to peck at the conscience of the killer. The victim here is 17-year-old Clarence Japardi.
Nung na-recover nila yung katawan ng pamangkin ko.
His aunt, Jen Lynn Ragandin, says police told the family Clarence's body was found in another part of the city with a note attached that said, "I'm a pusher." There was also a small bag of marijuana, she says. The police have told the family they have no clue who did it. It's a story repeated all over Manila, all over the country, since the war on drugs began.
I'm Lilibet Diego. I'm 52 years old.
Lilibeth Jago is one of the 730,000 users who've surrendered to police since the drug war began. Most sent home with a warning not to use again or else. A meth head for more than 30 years, Lilibeth says she had a hard time the first month or so.
Yeah, withdraw.
She's doing better now, she says. Still not using, still afraid she'll be killed by police if she does. But she misses the drug. Because when she was using...
Power Ranger. Yes, malakas ako.
I could work from 7 in the morning till 9 at night, she says, doing laundry and making money. If she weren't afraid of the cops, she says, she'd start using again in a minute. And she's got a plan.
6 years, Duterte, right?
President Duterte only has a 6-year term, she says. She's just going to wait him out. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.